Many city and town officials are blaming daily power outages for leaving millions of people without water in South Africa. When there's no electricity, they say, the equipment needed to pump water from reservoirs to cities and townships doesn't work. But retired geohydrologist Dr. Gideon Groenewald says this doesn't explain why reservoirs are often empty.
The question is, were the reservoirs prepared for a failure? So were these reservoirs at about 80% all the time? Because that is how you prepare these systems. And it might be that there was not enough foresight in keeping these reservoirs extremely full at all times, because that's how they are designed. The pumps were there, but they weren't run hard enough or long enough, or some of them may be broken over time. These reservoirs...
Groenewald says the water breakdowns are causing great suffering, especially at hospitals. And he says the problem is compounded by experienced water service workers who leave their jobs, leaving a gap in needed skills and knowledge.
People have been leaving the system just pure because they got to the age of resignation and the information wasn't transferred properly from the people who are leaving to the people who are staying. And I have great sympathy with the youngsters who are supposed to run the system to have absolutely no clue how the systems run because they were never taught properly.
President Cyril Ramaphosa's administration says all water officials are skilled and competent. It does, however, accept partial responsibility for both the water and the energy crises. Rand Water is one of South Africa's biggest state-run enterprises. It supplies the country's largest city, Johannesburg, with water. Rand Water spokesperson Makenosi Maroa blames high water consumption by citizens for empty reservoirs. And she notes there are problems with piping, which she says are beyond Rand Water's control.
Rand Water is able to supply water, but around this time, water demand always outstrips the supply. We have even increased the amount of water that we supply. We supply over 4,300 megaliters per day. We are close to 5,000 megaliters per day. We're talking about millions in terms of amount of water that we supply. But still, the consumption is high. Also, the water leaks. There are leaks. There's water that is being let go, obviously, in the streets. That is clean water that is not being accounted for. Rainwater has released it.
But Groenewald and other experts say there's no valid explanation for why citizens would at this stage suddenly begin using more water. They point out that South Africa is not in the throes of a heat wave. They do acknowledge that municipalities around the country are failing to repair water leaks. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.